G'day guys, nice to see you again. We just want to report a little bit more on this financial crisis that we're going through right now, or just the early stages of it. So just going to try and keep you up to date with everything that's happening a little bit. Won't make it too long today. So now we've got Credit Suisse. Here's the share price. Now you can't see the screen. I'm not using one of those things where you can see the screen. 2007 in Swiss francs, we've got a share price of 83.74 Swiss francs. And today we're at 3.13 Swiss francs. That's the way it happens. So now, today, one Australian dollar buys 1.62. One Swiss franc buys 1.62 Australian dollars. Now let's look at Deutsche Bank. Oh, I wish you could see the chart. It's the same here. Now Deutsche Bank in euros in 2007 was 88.23 euros, and today it's 9.6 euros. So what is that telling you? And the 2007 I'm showing on the, I'm talking about is the absolute peak. Let's have a look at the 11th of May 2007. Gee, it was 93.4 euros, it says there, and now it's 9.6 euros. One figure is 10% of the other figure, isn't it? The share price is lost 90% of its value. Let's have a look at the news a little bit now. What I've got to tell you is if you Google ABC News or 7 News, it's all about a cat got stuck up a tree in Marmion Avenue. It's nothing to do. There's no ABC News. You have to scroll down and down and down until you get to the financial section. So how many people are relying on Channel 7 and ABC for their news these days? And I'm talking to Joe and Jane in the street. They got no idea what's going on. And if you do try and tell them, well, that's in America. That's in Europe. We're all good here in Australia. My God. So Credit Suisse to borrow up to $54 billion from Swiss Central Bank. Now, this is great fun if you can get it, you know, like you're a financial institution, you're an investment bank, you're making investments, and you've somehow cocked it up and you're losing money, losing currency, and then you can just run off to the central bank and borrow $54 billion. Let's have a bit of a read here. Trouble banking giant Credit Suisse says it will borrow up to 50 billion francs, sorry, francs, not dollars, or 44 billion pounds from the Swiss central bank to shore up its finances. How's that, all you plumbers and carpenters and electricians out there and people that work on machines or work in a shop somewhere? You stuff up your finances, you get to go and see the central bank and borrow 50 billion francs. The lender said it's a lender itself, and it's having to borrow francs from a made-up entity. Let me read the article. The lender said it was taking decisive action to strengthen its liquidity as it looks to become a simpler bank. Shares in Credit Suisse fell 24% on Wednesday after it said it found weakness in its financial reporting. Oh dear, it found weakness over here. Look, we've got some weakness over here. This prompted the general sell-off on European markets and fears of a wider financial crisis. Credit Suisse said its borrowing measures demonstrated decisive action to strengthen the bank. We will borrow more money. That will definitely strengthen our bank. Here we go. Here's a bit of rhetoric. My team and I are resolved to forward rapidly to deliver a simpler and more focused bank built around client needs, Credit Suisse's chief executive, Ulrich Körner, said in a statement. Problems in the banking sector surfaced in the US last week with the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, the country's 16th largest bank, followed 2 days later by the collapse of Signature Bank. And what do we know about these banks? They were woke. Go woke and go broke. But even the ones that aren't woke, well, they're all woke, I suppose. The ones that are going to go broke are woke. The problems in Credit Suisse once more raised the question whether this is the beginning of a global crisis or just another idiosyncratic case, wrote Andrew Kennigan of Capital Economics. Well, I wonder. Well, I wonder, is it a financial crisis? Surely not if you ask the average person on the street of Australia, everything's just bloody fine. And it won't happen here because we're in Australia. We're different. Yes, we've got to. We obviously don't have fractional reserve banks or banks issuing credit out of thin air or a central bank. If everything's fine here. So more dominoes falling, guys. And it's great to see. If you haven't already piled up on gold and silver and got your digits out of there, turned them into something real, whether it be a car or a pram or a new lawn or whatever the hell it is, you want to get it out of there and do something useful with it, because digits sitting in a bank earning so-called interest is not going to work out too well for you. Need to buy some real assets, I'm sure. But leave it in there at your peril. Don't try and get the cash out. They won't give you the cash. Go and buy something with it. Buy something real. Gold, silver, and first-hand knowledge. The real estate market here in far north Queensland, in the country areas where it was all booming, where everyone was piling in and there was 10 people through the first open home. We never even used to do open homes because no one turned up. You know, from 2010 when I started through to 2015, no point doing an open home. No one turned up, especially because it's rural and that sort of thing, but nowhere near as much credit getting thrown around in the countryside as it was in the city. But yeah, we're back to that market where you list the property and you put it on and then you just get radio silence. First report to the vendor is no one through the open home, no offers, no phone calls. So on the ground here, in reality, for me, it's very much underway. It's started already. And I am still getting inquiries, of course. Eventually someone kicks along that either doesn't care or doesn't know exactly how dire the situation is. And, well, they're probably doing the right thing if they got cash. If they got cash and they want to get it out of the bank and buy some real estate with it, well, that's real. They call it real estate because it's real. So, yep, go for it. Do that, although it's overpriced in dollars. At least it's real. No one can close the doors on you. And there's too many ratepayers out there for the council just to jack the rates right up, or the tax department. Eventually their taxes get so high, no one wants to pay them. And everyone revolts. So this is a good thing. These banks losing all their share price in dollars and failing. And I might add, Peter Schiff was going off about this morning. It's the end of socialism we're watching. It's not the end of capitalism. We're watching the end of socialized banking, where the government interfered in the banking sector. We're watching the end of central control, of all these stupid rules, of taking away people's own individual responsibility. And the market, the Soviet Union found out you can't fight the market. They say don't fight the Fed. I say don't fight the market. The market will correct. You can't hold the beach ball underwater forever. Eventually, it's going to pop up. And by golly, it's showing its head. We'll see you on the next one, guys.